Well, amen and amen. Questionable Christianity. Questionable Christianity. Let's say that together. Questionable Christianity. And as I was seeking the Lord for the ministry of the Word along these lines, the Holy Spirit led me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to be reading through most of the verses in this chapter, but I'm going to be focusing in on certain verses in this chapter that would be pertinent to the ministry of the Word today and to the focus of the topic today, questionable Christianity. And after I get through 2 Timothy 3, then I'm going to be moving on to 2 Timothy 4 and in a continuum going through up through the first five verses of 2 Timothy 4. So be ready, be alert, be attentive, amen, and read along as I'm decreeing it. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified transliteration, which brings a little bit of a fuller insight into these verses. So Paul was speaking to Timothy then, giving some instruction. And because the Word of God is for all times, then God by His Spirit is speaking to us as well today. Amen? Picking up in verse 3, 2 Timothy 3, in the last days, difficult times will come. People will be lovers of self, narcissistic and self-focused. People will be lovers of sensual pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, Paul wasn't just talking about people at large. He was talking about people in the church as well. And so we need to make that important distinction, that Paul wasn't just talking about unbelievers, because quite frankly, you expect unbelievers to act like that. Amen? Amen. He's talking about believers. That's the poignancy of what he was saying to the church. People will be lovers of self, narcissistic and self-focused, lovers of sensual pleasure more than lovers of God. They will act religious, holding to a form of outward religion, but yet they repel the power of God's Spirit that could make them godly. And their conduct, catch this now, sobering point, their conduct invalidates their claim to faith in Christ. Believers who are easily swayed by various impulses, always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never coming to an applied understanding of the truth of Christ. Those who even oppose the truth, catch this now, disqualifying their claim to faith in Christ. But as for you, continue to hold tightly and remain faithful to the truths that you have learned in Christ. Stand firm, verse 15, stand firm in what you have been taught from the Scriptures. For all Scripture is God-breathed by the Holy Spirit, amen? And given to us by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, and is profitable for conviction of sin, and is profitable for correction of error and restoration to obedience. Amen?
Amen.
Profitable for training in righteousness by learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately. Publicly and privately. Let's say that part together. Publicly and privately, behaving honorably, with personal integrity and moral courage, so that anyone who is in Christ may be complete and proficient. Anyone who is in Christ may be thoroughly outfitted and equipped for every good work in the advancement of Jesus' kingdom purposes. Amen? And so be prepared. 2 Timothy 4. Be prepared. Be prepared. And maintain your sense of urgency, whether convenient or inconvenient. Be prepared and maintain your sense of urgency, whether welcomed or unwelcomed. Correct those who are erring in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who are living in sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity with patience and faithful sound teaching. Amen?
Amen?
Correct, warn, exhort, and encourage. Correct, warn, exhort, and encourage. Correct, warn, exhort, and encourage with patience and faithful sound teaching. Amen?
Amen.
For the time will come, verse 3, when people will not tolerate sound doctrine. Talking about believers. They will not tolerate accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth. But wanting to have their ears tickled with something that will satisfy their own desires, they will incline themselves to false teachings in order to support the errors that they hold to be true. And they will turn their ears away from the truth. And they will wander off into man-made philosophies, causing them to accept what is unacceptable in God's eyes. But as for you, be clear-headed in every situation, speaking the truth in love without flinching, speaking the truth in love without shrinking back. Amen?
Amen.
Make no mistake about it. We are living in the last days. The times that we are now living in is the end of the end times. And we're seeing more and more the reality of what the Apostle Paul prophesied about the church in the last days, which is questionable Christianity at large. Questionable Christianity at large. Now, maybe you would agree with me. Generally speaking, in America, there's a version of Christianity that eagerly accepts Christ's offer of salvation, catch this now, but yet considers it to be just another benefit in a life spent pursuing the American dream. This Americanized version of Christianity is questionable because it's a form of religiosity that has whittled away the more difficult conditions of being a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. A version of Christianity that is questionable is one that embraces the elements of the Bible that are self-pleasing and self-satisfying. A version of Christianity that is questionable is one that chooses only to embrace those elements of the Bible that are self-pleasing and self-satisfying. A version of Christianity that is questionable is one that waters down the truth of God's Word while still maintaining to be biblically based. How many of you here have run across that with one believer or another? A version of Christianity that is questionable is one that selectively ignores the centrality of repentant self-denial, which is the essential focal point of being a true Christian.
Amen. That's right.
A version of Christianity that is questionable is one that produces disciples that are more lovers of self than lovers of God, taking on a form of godliness that is distorted, catch this now, because it is void of God's transforming power. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is forewarning us that in the last days, catch this now, much of the opposition to absolute biblical truth will come not from outside the church, but rather from within the ranks of the church. And that's what we're seeing happening. I believe that there will be one more revival.
Amen.
And I believe that there will be one more fresh outpouring of God's Spirit. There will be one more fresh outpouring of God's Spirit on His church to receive the coming final harvest of souls. And I believe that we're on the cusp of that. But make no mistake about it. The opposition to absolute biblical truth will come not from the outside of the church in these last days, but rather from within the ranks of the church. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 speaks to us along these lines. The Apostle Peter speaking to believers of his time, God by His Spirit speaking to us today. And he was referring back to God's people in the Old Testament, the people of Israel. And he says, there used to be false prophets among God's people in the past, just as you will have some false teachers among you who will teach things that are wrong. Teachings that will cause people to be lost and even to turn away disillusioned from their master Jesus who bought their freedom, bringing ruin upon themselves. Many believers, catch this now, many believers will subscribe to distortions of the truth and follow their distorted ways. And I think we're seeing more and more of that today in the church. Professed believers subscribing to distortions of truth and following those distorted ways. Acts chapter 20, verses 29 to 30, forewarns us similarly along these lines. False teachers will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Even from among your own selves, distorted teachings will arise, drawing disciples away from the pure truth. A little bit sobering, isn't it? Now, typically, this has been my perspective on it, and perhaps you would agree. Typically, external opposition is easy to identify as an enemy. Something coming at you from the outside. I think that generally and typically, it's easy to identify external opposition as an enemy. But internal compromise, whether it's in our own personal lives or in the life of the local church fellowship or the church at large, internal compromise, I believe, can be a very subtle opposing force that may not become obvious for quite some time until it has been undermined and even destroyed what was once solid. Questionable Christianity de-emphasizes the life applications of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's another earmark of questionable Christianity. It de-emphasizes the life applications of the cross of Jesus Christ, turning the church into nothing more than a platform for self-help seminars and self-affirming messages, while approaching Jesus, catch this now, as merely a coach with a good game plan for us to achieve what we want, rather than submitting to the life example of the cross of Christ and to the lordship of what He wants and what He has in mind for our lives. Amen?
Amen.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, I believe, is speaking to us today along these lines from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Paul speaking to the Corinthian believers of his time, God by His Spirit speaking to us today. The message of the cross is foolishness, absurd, and illogical to those who are spiritually dead. But to those who are being saved and growing spiritually by God's grace, The cross of Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the power of God for our lives. Amen?
Amen.
For the wisdom of God destroys the philosophical wisdom of man. Amen?
Amen?
For the wisdom of God destroys the cleverness of those who do not know God.
Amen.
By the cross of Jesus Christ, God has exposed the foolishness of the wisdom of this world. Amen?
Amen.
In many churches today, and particularly in our culture, for the sake of seeker friendliness, for the sake of seeker sensitivity, questionable Christianity purposes to de-emphasize the implications of the cross of Jesus Christ to the life of a believer. Offering Jesus as merely a ticket to earthly blessings, selectively promoting humanitarian ideals apart from the ultimate aim of Christianity, which is to take up your cross, that being God the Father's perfect will and plan for your life, the way that Jesus did in His life. Amen?
Yeah.
Wholly dedicated. Wholly dedicated. Wholly dedicated to taking up your cross for your life in the manner in which Jesus did for His life. Amen?
Amen.
That's our pattern to follow. That's really the aim of born-again Christianity.
That's right.
It's not just a self-help movement.
That's right.
That so many churches offer it as such. Questionable Christianity is one that cherry picks seemingly relevant Bible verses to justify a self-stylized approach to relationship with God. How many of you have experienced some of that with believers?
Mm-hmm.
Cherry picking certain Bible verses to justify a self-stylized approach to their relationship with God. Relegating the Bible to just another personalized resource in their library of self-help books. Rather than taking the Bible as a whole, take the Bible as a whole, take the Bible as a whole in the pursuit of knowing God, take the Bible as a whole in the pursuit of trusting God, take the Bible as a whole in the pursuit of worshiping God. Amen?
Amen.
Questionable Christianity is one that ultimately presents a gutted version of the Scriptures. By offering people the biblical promises of everything that they would like in this life, while avoiding what will be required of them to live a life that would be worthy of those promises. There's a lot of believers claiming the promises of God, claiming the promises of God in the name of Jesus, but they're not living for Jesus.
That's right.
The promises of God manifest in our lives are predicated in our obedience.
That's right.
To God's word and will for our lives. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
One example came to my mind was the popular health and wealth prosperity teachings. It's one example that has fostered a questionable version of Christianity. By way of a prosperity theology, catch this now, that has convinced millions of believers that the God of the Bible exists to make all of their physical and material dreams come true, apart from the sovereign providence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Without much consideration for a God who will allow and disallow things in our lives for our greater good and for His greatest glory, even if it means allowing a physical affliction, even if it means allowing material hardship. Amen?
That's right.
That's a little bit more challenging of a gospel to follow, isn't it?
Sure.
Questionable versions of Christianity usually draw people to a Christ of their own making, with Jesus as the key to fulfilling their own ideas about personal satisfaction. Anybody here come across believers like that?
Mm-hmm.
God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is urging us afresh today to guard against redefining Christ in our Christianity. from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. Paul speaking to Galatian believers of his day, God by His Spirit speaking to us today. From the Amplified transliteration, it reads like this. I am astonished and extremely irritated. Wow, I was so glad to hear that the Apostle Paul was extremely irritated. That was a real salve to my soul. He wasn't just irritated. He was extremely irritated with the people of God. Not that I'm ever irritated with any of you.
No.
Not you. I am astonished and extremely irritated, Paul said, that you are so quickly shifting your allegiance for a different and even contrary gospel message that is really not another gospel, but rather a distorted gospel message that is disturbing and confusing you with misleading and counterfeit teaching that is twisting it into something which it absolutely is not. Wow. And catch this now. And for anyone prescribing a redefined gospel message that is different or contrary to the original message, let them be under the curse of God. Whoa. This is the same Apostle Paul that preaches all the nice things we like to hear. Amen?
Yeah.
Same Apostle Paul. Same Spirit of God. Amen? In the culture that we live in, questionable Christianity reduces the whole of God's counsel to a series of tweetable affirmations that gives people what their itching ears want to hear. Many who are tempted to accept a questionable version of Christianity may have a sincere desire to follow after the Lord, but they then become disillusioned when the all-encompassing implications of the gospel message and the cross of Jesus Christ become a reality of their lives. Make no mistake about it. In order to avoid questionable Christianity, catch this now. In order to avoid questionable Christianity in your life and in the lives of others, the person and the work of Jesus Christ must be predominant above all else. Amen?
Amen.
In order to avoid questionable Christianity in your life and in the lives of others, the preaching of the implications of the cross of Jesus Christ to our lives must always be second to none. Amen?
Amen.
In order to avoid questionable Christianity in our lives and in the lives of others, the truth of God's Word must be kept free from ideological mixtures,
yes,
and philosophical delusions.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
That's right.
God, by His Word, emphasizes this point from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. The Amplified transliteration reads like this. Paul speaking to the church then, God by His Spirit speaking to us today, I have made the decision to forego every philosophical and theological discussion regarding inconsequential things and opinions while among you in the fellowship of faith. Except for that of the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified and the meaning of His redemptive substitutionary death and His resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
And my message and my preaching were not by way of using clever rhetoric, but they were delivered by way of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power operating through me. And His power stirring the minds of listeners. The Holy Spirit's power stirring the minds of listeners and persuading them to the truth, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God.
Amen.
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 How many believers are resting their faith on the wisdom and the rhetoric of men instead of the power of God. Be motivated afresh today that in these last days there are so many considerations. In these last days, there are so many concerns. In these last days, there is so much at stake. In these last days, there are so many souls in the balance. God, by His Spirit, is urging us like never before to take good care, take good care, take good care to guard against the entrapments of questionable versions of Christianity in our lives and in the lives of others, unto the salvation of souls and the building up of the church for the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Bow your heads and take a quiet moment of prayer response now to the word of the Lord as it has come to you today.